Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Live Laughter Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Now, our guest, who should be calling in shortly, is James Gideon, and he's an internist and a rheumatologist. He confirmed for today, so I assumed that he would be here. Let me see if I'll give him a few minutes to show up. But what I can do, see.
He confirmed today earlier, and we were so excited about James Gideon because you said, Johnny, that he was going to make us feel better because he had some important information about the coronavirus, right?
Well, what he does is he's been sort of watching the news, so to speak, and, and he's seen these viruses. He's seen kind of like how that these been dealt with, in the past or whatever. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to try calling him, see if I can get a hold of him.
Okay, great. Well, everybody, you enjoy this show, and it goes without a hitch after we get through this hitch. And we have this nice guest, James Gideon, come and shed some light on this whole thing we're dealing with. I get kind of sad when I'm out and about doing some errands, and I look around, and everybody has the face mask on. And I get choked up sometimes because my eyes well up with tears because I look around and I'm like, is this really happening? And it is so sad. So if anybody could make this feel better, I mean, we're welcoming that, aren't we, Johnny?
Yeah, we are. I mean, I do think that I'll tell you a rundown of some of the things that he told me before he shows up. I asked him to compare, because a lot of people would say, well, we haven't found a vaccine for HIV, and look how many years we've looked. Well, no, actually, the thing is that HIV is an entirely different virus, because HIV, it's in the cell. It's in the cell is what it is.
Oh.
And, so it's not the same thing. And what a lot of people don't know, and this is another thing that he'll tell you eventually, is that about a few years ago, we had a run-in with another coronavirus like this. And there was, I believe, real possibility that they were going to get a vaccine. But what happened was, they stopped the funding, and because it wasn't like to the point where there was going to be a national pandemic. It's just that they just thought that it wasn't that big a deal. The virus wasn't that big a deal. But then, which makes you wonder. Now, the coronavirus is a bigger deal because obviously, people have had to cancel trips. People have had to work from home. I mean, the list. So there's a lot more effort that's going to go into it. And I can also tell you that this is something that he told me before, that we are going to be having vaccines. And I say vaccines because I want you to notice the S on the end of vaccine. It isn't just one vaccine.
Yes.
And that means that there's going to be, probably a few. And he says that I'll probably be traveling in May, that I'll be able to travel in May, lots of other stuff. So.
Okay, so here it is going to be August soon. That's kind of far away. I mean, that's pretty far away.
Well, it's because of the fact that, I hope he comes on, because I'm really curious to know why he hasn't, he knows the time, and he knows the number. So let's see here. And he, and I texted him. So let's see if here we go.
Johnny, what
yes.
would you do if the government said the vaccine or vaccines is mandatory and they said you have to get vaccinated? What would you, how would you feel?
No, I don't think it should be mandatory, because I think enough sensible people are going to want to do it. It's kind of like saying, it's like saying is taking a bath mandatory. Well, what's the alternative? You gotta beat the person up and throw them in a tub, you know?
No, because people are worried about what is in this vaccine. They are saying that it changed. I don't know if this is a conspiracy theory or if there's something to back it up with, but they're saying that it changes your DNA, or it will change your DNA.
I've heard that. Yeah.
But it would be nice if you came on so we could ask him all these different questions. I've heard,
yeah.
I get sent videos of people talking about things all the time. Like there was one today with this lady, you know, about the mask wearing and how that is actually bad for your health. And I just had a lot of questions, and maybe our callers, I mean, our listeners had questions too. So this is really disappointing.
Right.
I mean, he knew his show was 8 p.m. Eastern, and he confirmed today. So this is kind of crazy. Is he not answering the phone?
Yeah, yesterday I texted him, here's the number at 8 p.m. Eastern, call this number. So let me see. Let me try again.
Okay.
Well, what have you heard about the coronavirus that you think is – have you heard mostly optimistic stuff or somewhat pessimistic stuff?
Mostly optimistic, and people are just adamant about wearing masks now, and they think that that's going to cause it to subside. But my biggest question is, what about these other countries? What are they doing differently than us? Why are we not doing very well in America? What's different? Don't they have gatherings? Don't they gather around restaurants and things like that? I mean, I haven't been so in tune to the news because of my TV that still needs to go up. But, you know, I have to search the news. I have to search it. It's not just on running where I can pick up a lot of stuff. But that is my main question, basically. So I don't know, but I'm really not much of an expert on the coronavirus. I just am doing my part. I don't mind wearing the mask. I want to wear the mask. I mean, it's uncomfortable and I don't breathe as well and it's hot, but I feel like I'm fine with it. You know, I'm not one of those protesting mask wearing people, but I don't know. I'm just wondering how long. It hasn't stopped me from traveling. And I actually feel that I'm pretty safe traveling because they don't fill the planes all the way up. They're very empty and you don't sit by anybody. I'm very careful in the line. I bring my Lysol. I spray it all down. I wipe down the table and all the chair around me, the handles, armrests, windows. I did that. And I made it. I've been home for quite a while from Washington State, and I made it just fine. So it didn't stop me, but it stopped me from going to do the jobs, flying to the jobs, which were all canceled. So that was too bad. But what about the people who've lost their jobs and they're having a hard time with the paperwork and getting the money? But then I've heard of a lot of friends that are getting the money really easily, and it's more than they normally even get, and they don't have to go to work. So they're happy, obviously. But then I think, well, I hear the government saying, well, past giving too much money out again because, of course, people don't want to go back to work if they're getting paid to not, for not working, you know what I mean? So there's so many different scenarios, isn't there, of people's lives and how it's affecting them.
Yes. I mean, I think that what's sad is that, you know, my nephew, whenever he talks about spending the night with grandma's mom, she always says, I want an STN. I want an STN to spend the night, you know.
What is that, to spend the night?
Yeah, spend the night.
And what did you call spend the night?
STN.
Spend the night. Oh, he abbreviates spend the night. Why does he do that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He always does weird things. He calls my mom Nancer, and he calls me Jonathan. You know?
Cute. That's so cute. Aw, he does. He calls them Mam and Sir. Oh.
Yes.
Johnny, should we just reschedule? I can't just like small talk about Corona for the next 45 minutes. So
yeah.
Could you, let's just reschedule. We're sorry, listeners. Hey, we're people. And,
right.
You know, we can only do
just,
so much. We can only confirm. We confirmed two times with them a few nights ago and then today. And so I don't know what's going on. I mean, you can decide if you want to give them another chance or not. What?
Yeah, I'll just end the episode and I'll delete it. And then if he calls in, I'll reschedule or something. I'll talk to him.
No, don't delete
okay?
it. Don't delete it. Don't delete it. Please don't delete it. Because I want, so they know, you know, he's coming in a little bit. I mean, I think it was a fine show, but it's just going to be 12 minutes. That's all. Okay, please. Don't delete
okay.
it. Hey, everybody, please listen tomorrow because we have an exciting new interview with Playboy Playmate Kathy St. George. She is awesome. Her personality is just dynamic. And now that Johnny has gotten to know her a little bit, scheduling her, he thinks she's amazing too, because she is. And she's got a lot to say. She's so funny and witty and just beautiful. I forgot exactly when she is. Is she August 1984 or 85?
Yeah,
but
I know
it's August. She's Miss August because we both had a birthday so close together. Our birthdays, mine's August 21st and hers is August 23rd. And I just always remember in Los Angeles, we were both celebrating and so in the spirit of our birthdays at the same time. And so I always thought it was cool that she was Miss August because it's her birthday month. I know she's Miss August in Playboy, but that'll be fun tomorrow. And then you will be able to see on our Facebook and Blog Talk Radio schedule when Johnny does reschedule this guy.
Yes.
James Gideon.
All right.
James Gideon. And we'll find out what happened to him, won't we? All right, everybody. So we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Thank you.
And thanks, Johnny. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Okay, we can hang up.